Hello and welcome to this episode of HW Exclusive. Gone are the days of hostile takeovers of profit-making Indian companies by multinational companies. It is much easier nowadays to do it absolutely legally through perfectly legal means under the prevailing laws. Only these foreign entities will have to have the right kind of connections at the right place. One such absolutely legal takeover is happening in which seriously affecting the profits of millions of shareholders and investors in India. But the background facts first. We all know about Mr. Carl Icahn. He is a reputed but aggressive investor who has a reputation to buy at less and sell at very high prices, thereby making profits for himself and his investors. Nothing wrong if an investor buys undervalued assets through one's investment company and eventually sells it at a profit. So nothing wrong when Mr. Carl Icahn sold his investment in the Michigan-based automobile parts manufacturing company, Federal Mogul, to another auto giant, Tenneco, for $5.4 billion, that is nearly 40,000 crores, Indian rupees. Tenneco will now have a huge market share of automobile products that deal with the fuel efficiency and also exhaust related technology. Now, in the early 50s, a German company, Goetz, came to India and tied up with Escorts with manufacturing units in Patiala and Bengaluru. The then administration in India gave them large space for manufacturing in Patiala and Bengaluru mainly. Federal Mogul bought out the German company in 2006, which was that time held by the Nanda Group, who owned the Escorts. And this joint venture was sold to Federal Mogul, thus becoming Federal Mogul Goetz India, FMGI. They are one of the leading manufacturers of piston rings, cylinder liners and other important automobile components for fuel efficiency. Considering the automobile boom and government's strict emission norms, introduction of BS6 companies, these units which are dealing with this aspect of auto industries, that is fuel emission and fuel conservation and also strict emission laws, these companies, these industries which are directly linked with this automobile sector will actually do so much profit and so much production that they will laugh their way to the bank. So little wonder that FMGI, from a loss of 27 million in 2006, posted a profit of nearly 987 crores million in financial year 2018. On April 16th this year, Tenneco made a public announcement in Bombay Stock Exchange to purchase the entire 25% free float of FMGI at about 400 rupees per share, that is amounting to 22.25 billion rupees. But as per available data, the volume weighted average price, VWAP as it is called, is much higher, which means there will be a loss of about rupees 120 per share to the shareholders. Again, based on peer valuation and the extent of landed property and other immovable assets, like say 70,000 square meters of land in Yelahanka, Bengaluru, which itself is valued at more than 3,000 crores, this company is grossly undervalued. It is important to note that many leading state-owned insurance companies, private fund managers, and about 25,000 individual shareholders collectively own almost 25% minority shares. And if we add up the retail investors' who are based in these mutual funds and other insurance entities, the number of shareholding and the number of return on investment of these shareholdings could run into millions of shareholders. God forbid, if the stock market sees a sudden fall, most mutual fund companies may jettison some of their holdings in order to book profits and avoid further erosion of their profits and their investments. If this happens, let us say what happens to FMGI shares. FMGI also would be sold, and FMGI would immediately mop up all minority shares and maybe they will opt out of listing in the share market.
About 25,000 direct shareholders of Federal Mogul Goetz will be impacted by this significant undervaluation. Apart from that, 56% of the minority shareholders is held by LIC, other insurance companies and mutual funds, which have millions of stakeholders. So it indirectly affects a vast section of the Indian public. And the open offer today is for $80 million. We think it should be in excess of $225 to $30 million. So the country will lose about $160, $170 million of foreign exchange at this stage.
Yet, neither the LIC nor other major private shareholders seem to bother about the SEBI giving the much awaited go-ahead for this takeover by Tenneco. SEBI can actually flag the issue of undervaluation and correct the anomaly, thereby increasing the per share profit ratio of millions of primary and secondary market investors. According to the market insiders, the SEBI can approve the takeover as perfectly legal, but a good law does not necessarily mean good business. And then there is also the question of ethics.
Made for the Indian individual shareholders and minority rights. A foreign company comes in, takes advantage of everything that the Indian market has to offer, and then makes an offer at a price which is at a steep discount to basic value of that company. Just making use of certain provisions of the law, but that law is meant to protect individual shareholders, not to destroy value for them. So on the one hand, we have valuable foreign exchange that is being deprived at this point to the Indian exchequer. On the other hand, you have a company that is, you know, the land that was given by the authorities in the state of Karnataka and the state of Punjab to be utilized for industrial production is being transferred at a throwaway price, and they've been charging royalties and, you know, increasing their earnings from this company, and now when it comes time they have decided to shortchange the Indian investor. So I think this is a travesty, and SEBI should step in immediately and make sure that they get at least three independent reputable investment banks to give their opinion on the valuation that these people have brought in, because I think it is dubious, the valuation that they're trying to impose upon minority shareholders.
The FMGI has been producing and selling only in India as a matter of policy and has strictly kept the Indian manufacturing unit out of its exports business. At a time when the government of India is aggressively promoting make in India and make in India for the world, there is no reason why a multinational should acquire an Indian company, albeit through legal means, and keep it out of the export market.
And we believe in make in India. I think India is in a great destination for manufacturing. It's a great market. So they have looted us with all this royalty that they've charged us and depressed earnings. So it is imperative that we bring true make in India and buy Indians. So we would like to make an offer from the minority shareholder side and the regulator. I don't know if it falls into, this is not a legal offer. So I'm just speaking from emotion here rather than, but I think it's absolutely imperative that we are allowed an opportunity to, you know, undo this wrong that is being done upon the minority shareholders of this company.
So it is up to the all-powerful SEBI to act, and act fast, to suggest a proper valuation of the shares so that small investors are not at a loss. More importantly, if one entity in the market is allowed to get away through the legal and statutory loophole, what is a guarantee that many more will not follow? So to stem this rot, I think SEBI should act now. Thank you. Keep watching HW Exclusive.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.